turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are taking a structured, step-by-step approach to one of the most critical topics for any small business in 2025.
Search engine optimization.
Exactly. We are building a complete beginner's guide to SEO strategy, and we're framing it specifically around helping local businesses, you know, get found.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission today is to cut through the massive volume of information, all the technical jargon, and really just extract the actionable tactics, the principles you need to genuinely improve your organic visibility on platforms like Google.
Right.
We're talking about becoming the number one answer when a customer types in exactly what you offer.
And doing it without ads.
And doing it without relying on a temporary paid advertising budget. That's the key.
And that differentiation is really the core why. I mean, when you pay for advertising, your visibility just, it vanishes the second the money runs out.
It's gone.
But SEO, that's a foundational investment. It builds this lasting, compounding visibility. It's like setting up a reliable, self-sustaining referral engine that just works for you 24/7.
I like that, a referral engine.
The goal is simple, you know, even as the algorithms get more complex, it's just connecting, searching people who are ready to buy with the businesses that can help them right now.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Because before we get technical, all the source material insists that any successful strategy starts with a crucial mental shift.
Oh, yeah.
You have to define success correctly. If you don't, you'll be chasing the wrong things and you'll quit too soon.
We absolutely must move past what we call vanity metrics. Total page views are lovely, they look great on a chart, but they don't pay the bills.
They really don't.
SEO success has to be tied directly to a measurable business outcome, something that actually impacts revenue.
So what does that look like? Give me an example.
Okay. If you run a local dog grooming salon, mm-hmm. your goal isn't just more visitors to the site, it's more online appointment bookings.
Right. The action.
If you're a specialized accounting service, it's more form submissions requesting a quote. You have to set up those conversion points, the specific actions, and make those your primary goals.
And to measure that, you need the right indicators. So we're tracking keyword rankings and organic traffic, sure, but the really powerful ones are the click-through rate, or CTR, and then the conversion rate.
Exactly. Those two rates tell you the entire story of your funnel. I mean, if your keyword ranks well, say you're at position 3, but almost nobody clicks on it.
That high rank is worthless.
It's completely worthless. That low CTR tells you immediately that your title tags and your meta descriptions, basically your little ad in the search results, they're failing to convince the searcher to choose you.
That's a huge point. You're optimizing for the human click, not just for the search bot.
Right.
But let's be honest about the timeline here, because this is where I think most beginners fail. If SEO is an investment, how long until I see a return?
Yeah, this is the hard truth. It typically takes 3 to 6 months before you see truly meaningful, quantifiable results.
3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months. Results that actually move the needle on conversions. You're battling established competition and algorithms that prioritize authority that's been built up over time.
Wait, hold on. So if I'm desperate for leads now, how do I sell that kind of patience to my sales team or to management? Especially if they're used to the instant gratification of like a Facebook ad campaign.
You sell it by showing the compounded value. You track the small wins early on, like ranking for a really specific long tail term or an increase in your domain authority. And you emphasize that every single month of effort is building a barrier to entry for your future competitors.
So it's a long game.
It's a long game. And the primary reason good SEO strategies fail is that they get abandoned at month 2 because the business owner expects a miracle overnight.
That reframing helps. Okay, so we have the right mindset. Let's get into the foundation, keyword research.
Mm-hmm.
We don't start with complicated tools. We start by listening.
That's exactly right. The best seed topics for your research come directly from your customer conversations. You have to think about the language they use when they call you.
Right.
So if you're an AC repair company, the customer says, my AC is leaking water, not the industry jargon like HVAC condensate issue.
Nobody says that.
Using customer language is step one. Period.
And once we have that human language, we need to validate it. Does anyone else actually search this way?
Yes. And you use tools like Google Keyword Planner for that. It's free, it's very reliable, and it checks search volume and difficulty. Okay. And for a local business, you aren't trying to rank for some massive national term. You're looking for manageable difficulty and just decent local search volume. If you can find 50 to 100 people locally searching that specific phrase every month,
that's a gold mine.
That is a gold mine.
But the crucial filter here has to be intent. Yeah. I mean, volume is nothing if the person searching doesn't intend to buy or hire you.
Intent is king, absolutely. We basically categorize searches into four types. Informational, they want to learn something. Navigational, they want to go to a specific site.
Like typing Facebook into Google.
Exactly. Then there's commercial, they're researching options, and transactional, where they are ready to buy.
So how do you figure out which is which?
You determine the intent by searching the term yourself and just examining the SERP, the search results page.
Oh, okay.
If you search best way to fix a leaky faucet, Google gives you blog posts, how-to videos, that's informational. But if you search plumber near me cost estimate, Google shows you local business listings and service pages.
That's transactional. They want to hire someone.
That's high value commercial or transactional intent. And your content has to match that dominant intent perfectly.
And if you're just starting out, the sources say to prioritize the quick wins, which are the long tail keywords. Give us an example of how a long tail keyword is more valuable than a short one.
Okay, think about a business that offers roadside assistance. If someone just searches tire change, that's short tail. We don't know where they are, when they need it, what kind of vehicle.
The conversion rate on that is probably tiny.
So low. But if they search the long tail phrase, emergency tire change for semi-truck I-35 North Austin right now.
That person is a hot lead.
That searcher is hot. They are transactional, they're location specific, and they are desperate. These long tail phrases have lower volume, sure, but their conversion rates are exponentially higher. That is the fastest path to results for a beginner.
So once we know who we're targeting with these highly intended long tail keywords, we need a place for them to land. And that means talking about site structure. The way you organize your website is basically the blueprint for the search engines.
Exactly. Search engines need to efficiently crawl and understand what you offer. If your site structure is messy, they just struggle to index you properly.
So what's rule one?
Rule number one for any local service page is your URL structure. Keep them short, clear, and descriptive. So instead of a URL like mycompany.compage.id4566.
Just a string of numbers.
Yeah, meaningless. You should use mycompany.com/services-plumbing-repair. It's human readable and it's bot readable.
And the second key structural element is hierarchy.
Yes, logical grouping. Think of your site like a filing cabinet. You need clear categories and subcategories.
For example,
if you're a dentist, your main services category might contain subcategories like pediatric dentistry, orthodontics, and emergency care. This hierarchy tells Google all these pages are related and contributes to your authority in that whole niche.
And the connective tissue of that hierarchy is internal linking. This is a subtle but. I mean, it's an incredibly powerful tool that beginners often get wrong.
It is essential. You're connecting related pages on your own site, but you have to use keyword-rich anchor text. That's the clickable text in the link.
Yeah, just click here.
Please, not click here. Instead of ending a blog post with a generic click here to schedule, you link using specific text like schedule our detailed AC repair and maintenance services. That signals to the search engine exactly what that linked page is about.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting for me. Let's talk about that mini advertisement we mentioned earlier, the title tag and the meta description. This is your one chance to really stand out on the results page.
Well, the title tag is the most important on-page ranking factor outside of the content itself. It should be under 60 characters, and it has to include your primary target keyword, ideally closer to the front.
So the searcher sees it immediately.
Immediately. They know exactly what they're getting before they click. And then there's the meta description. This doesn't directly affect your ranking, but it completely influences your click-through rate.
It's your sales copy.
It is. You have about 150 to 160 characters to summarize the value and include a call to action. Why should the searcher choose you over the seven other results Google just showed them? Maybe you emphasize your 24/7 urgency service or your five-star rating. You have to make it compelling.
Okay, moving down the page itself, we need to talk structural tags, the headings.
Every single page needs exactly one H1 heading. That is the main title, the primary topic. Think of it like the headline of a newspaper article.
Got it. Just one.
Just one. Then use descriptive subheadings, H2s and H3s, to break up the content. This makes it scannable for the human reader, and it lets you naturally integrate related secondary keywords.
And what about keyword placement within the content? The old rule is all about that mechanical repetition.
Oh yeah, that's long gone. The source material is very clear. Place your primary keyword, early say, within the first 100 words to signal relevance right away. But after that, the golden rule is natural language.
Don't force it.
Do not force it. Avoid that awkward phrasing just to hit some, you know, artificial density percentage. Modern search engines are so sophisticated, they understand context, synonyms, related ideas. Write for the human first, always.
And finally on the page, don't neglect image optimization. It feels like it's often an afterthought.
It serves two vital functions. Accessibility and context. You have to add descriptive alt text to all your images. This text is read by screen readers for visually impaired users, which is critical.
And for the search engines.
It provides context to them since they can't see the image content. So instead of a file name like image1.jpg, your alt text should be certified plumber installing new water heater in West End, Austin.
Super specific. Okay, now we move into the critical technical layer. This is the stuff that happens behind the scenes, but really determines whether Google can crawl your site and if users will even stay on it. Let's start with Google's metrics for user experience. Core Web Vitals.
Core Web Vitals are crucial because Google is prioritizing user experience so heavily now. They focus on three things: fast load times, interactivity, and visual stability.
Okay, fast load times I get. But what is visual stability? That's the most confusing one.
It's the metric called CLS cumulative layout shift. It measures how much your content jumps around while the page is loading. We've all experienced this, right?
Oh yeah. You try to click a button on your phone and suddenly an ad loads above it and the button shifts down and you click the wrong thing.
That's it. That's bad CLS, and Google penalizes that frustration. So the action item for the beginner is to use tools like Google Search Console or PageSpeed Insights to check your scores. If they're poor, tell your developer that prioritizing these metrics, especially minimizing CLS, is non-negotiable.
Got it. What are the other foundational technical needs?
Well, secure hosting HTTPS is a mandatory ranking signal now. You have to have it. And you need to create and submit an XML sitemap through Google Search Console.
And the sitemap is basically a list of all your pages.
Think of it as the index in a massive library. It's a list of every important page you want Google to know about and index quickly. Without it, Google just has to hunt for everything.
Let's move to something a bit more advanced but incredibly powerful for local businesses. Schema markup. For a beginner, what exactly is this structured data?
Think of schema as the label on the back of the box. HTML tells Google what the content is, a headline, a paragraph. Schema is structured data you add to the code that tells Google what the content means. It provides specific context.
And why should a local business care?
Because schema enables rich results. That means those attractive snippets in the search results, the star ratings, the prices, your business hours, they appear directly under your title.
Oh, I see.
For local entities, implementing local business schema is essential. It explicitly tells Google, we are a business located here offering these services and our phone number is X. It's just spelling it out for them.
It's basically shouting your key details of the search engine in a language it loves.
Precisely. And none of this works if you ignore the final technical requirement, mobile-first indexing.
This is a big one.
Huge. Google uses the mobile version of your site as the primary source for evaluating and ranking your content. If your site isn't fully responsive, fast, and easy to use on a smartphone, your rankings will suffer, no matter how amazing your desktop site is.
Okay, so once the technical side is sound, we focus on this intangible but crucial element, earning authority. This is Google's trust metric, and it's codified through EEAT.
Experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. This is what truly separates good content from great content in 2025.
Let's break that down, particularly for, say, a local plumber or a dentist.
Okay, so experience. It's not enough to say you can do the job. You have to prove you have done it. This means video testimonials, case studies with the before and after photos, specific examples of results.
Then expertise.
That's your knowledge. Are you providing accurate, detailed, specialized information? For an accountant, this means writing about specific local tax laws that the national sites just ignore.
Authoritativeness.
Yeah.
This one feels a bit vague.
It relates to reputation. Do others in your field recognize you? This is often proven through backlinks and mentions, but also through awards, professional licenses, things like that.
And finally, trustworthiness.
This is foundational. Is your site secure? Are your citations accurate? Are your authors clearly identified? Transparency and accuracy are paramount.
So if everyone is striving for EEAT, how does a small local business actually stand out against huge competitors?
Differentiation is key, and local businesses have a built-in advantage. Local insights provide unique local data or content that national chains simply cannot replicate.
Like what?
An analysis of local permitting processes, specific city regulations for your industry, or even just updates on your community involvement. That specialized local relevance boosts your perceived authority.
Okay, moving off page now, let's talk about what the sources call the single most important factor for local SEO success.
That is the Google Business Profile, without a single question. It dictates your visibility in the Google Map Pack and controls your local ranking signals.
What's the main action item there?
You must claim it and ensure every single section is completely filled out. Name, address, phone number, your NFP hours, services, and a detailed description using your keywords. Fill out everything.
And tied directly to that is citation consistency. This is a detail that can trip people up.
It is the definition of boring but essential. Your NFP name, address, phone number must be identical across every platform you list your business on. Yelp, Facebook, BBB, niche directories, everything.
And even small variations matter.
The source material warns that even small variations like listing Saint on your GBP and Street on Yelp can confuse search engines and reduce your credibility and your local ranking power. You have to audit this for consistency.
And finally, the old school ranking factor that still dominates, backlinks.
They remain a key factor, but the focus has shifted entirely to quality over quantity. A single relevant link from a local chamber of commerce or a reputable local news site is worth 1,000 links from a low-quality directory overseas.
And what should people avoid?
Avoid the temptation to buy cheap links. It violates Google's guidelines and will almost certainly result in a devastating long-term penalty that is incredibly hard to recover from. Just earn them through genuine initiatives, partnerships, or creating that unique link-worthy content we talked about.
So we've put in the consistent effort, we've built the technical foundation, and we've earned authority. How do we measure the success of all this?
Well, diligently tracking rankings and organic traffic via Google Search Console and Google Analytics is the baseline. But remember our discussion on goals.
Right, the business outcomes.
The crucial step is setting up conversion tracking. If you cannot measure the actual outcome, the phone calls, the quote requests, the purchases that are coming specifically from organic search, you don't actually know the monetary value of your SEO work. You have to connect traffic to revenue.
And this isn't a set it and forget it process, is it? The measurement leads to iteration.
Absolutely. You need to review performance monthly or quarterly and adjust the strategy based on the data. For instance, if you notice a page is attracting huge organic traffic, but no one is filling out the contact form,
then something's wrong on the page itself.
Exactly. It tells you the content is relevant, but your call to action is broken. Or maybe the page design is just confusing. The data guides the fixes.
Before we wrap up, let's hit some quick warnings against common pitfalls and myths that we just need to skip in 2025.
Okay, first, do not waste time chasing outdated advice like mechanical keyword density percentages. You know, trying to cram your primary term into 3% of the text.
Just write naturally.
Write naturally. Google doesn't care about density. It cares about context and user satisfaction.
And the two major dangers to steer clear of.
One, ignoring mobile users, which actively sabotages your rankings under mobile-first indexing. And two, revisiting that link issue. Never, ever buy low-quality links. It's an unsustainable shortcut that guarantees eventual failure and a penalty.
So building authority takes time.
It takes time, but it's the only sustainable route to long-term visibility.
So what does this all mean? The core takeaway for a local business owner is that SEO isn't a single switch you flip. It's a marathon.
A marathon composed of technical correctness, high-quality content that definitively proves it's EEAT.
And consistent local authority building through your Google Business Profile and those consistent citations.
And looking toward the future, the fundamentals, quality content, matching user intent, they still win. But the way people search is changing. The sources note that Google's AI overviews, which give direct answers at the top of the search page, they really emphasize and highlight authoritative content that comprehensively answers a user's question.
And that raises an important question.
It does. We've seen a clear shift with the rise of voice search. Voice queries tend to be significantly longer and more conversational than typed queries.
Right.
If a user is looking for a tire shop, they don't type tire shop Austin. They might say, where can I find a good tire place near me that is open late?
A full sentence.
A full question. So if the future of search involves these full conversational questions rather than short typed terms, how significantly does that change your basic long tail keyword strategy? You're moving from merely targeting a short phrase to fully answering a natural spoken question.
That is a critical thought for anyone building their service pages today. You have to anticipate that full conversation. Whether you're a new startup or an established local business, these structured steps provide the absolute foundation for taking control of your online visibility. Go forth and optimize.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.